Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. We've got people throughout North America, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand listening in. And to get your own quick communication tips delivered to you and for your feedback and requests, visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. Enjoy! Our quick communication tip for this episode is titled Stop and Stall. The stop and stall tip is designed to rescue you in those stressful situations when emotions are high. Now, first, to qualify this, emotions aren't wrong. They're valuable and viable, and they mean something. And sometimes we just have them whether we consciously choose to or not. Yet here's the deal. When our stress levels and emotions are high, where does our logic go? Out the window. It's hard to have high emotions and high logic at the same time. Here's what actually physically happens to us in those moments of high stress and emotions. Our brain actually disengages from the frontal lobes of reasoning and re-engages to that primal reptilian fight or flight. And when we're wired for fight or flight, we're not really tapped into our reasoning abilities. We're not really tapped into our intelligence at the time. As an example, have you ever been really stressed or emotional and you managed to take your foot out of your mouth, yet only long enough to put the other one in? Or have you ever written that scathing email and pressed send? Before you say something that you can't take back, stop and stall. Take a break. Get out of the situation and try to reconvene when you've had the time to think things through. Depending on the situation, you might only need 5 minutes or 48 hours. Now, as tempting as it may seem, you're not going to be able to get away with using the stop and stall method every time things get stressful. There will be moments when you'll have to deal with the situation right then and there. And having a variety of exit lines to smoothly get out of a situation really comes in handy. Yet, these are quick communication tips for another time. For now, just remember, it's smart to know when we're stupid, and I say this with love. Think about it. Even a legal document is rendered null and void if signed under duress. So remember, the next time you find yourself in a highly emotional situation, and you may not have control of what comes out of your mouth next, stop and stall. Now, because this is our first Quick Communication Tip podcast, and we're recording it in the month of January, a time for new beginnings, I have an extra special treat for you. A special song to reinforce this tip. I hope there's some Motown fans out there. Anyone like Diana Ross and the Supremes? Well, I'm going to butcher one of their songs right now. And it goes to the tune of Stop in the Name of Love. Here we go. Stop in the name of stress. Before you cause duress, think it over. Now don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm keeping my day job. But I hope this little tune just helps you out in those moments. Thank you for joining us for your quick communication tips, designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. Be sure to visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. I'd love to get your comments and requests. My name is Lorna McLaren, and for any more in-depth training, come visit me at McLarenFormulaTraining.com. And remember, everyone, effective communication is a thinking person's sport.